Hey everybody, welcome back to 335 Live. Now, we have been literally debating this for like, probably a good like 10 minutes, whether to do live reactions of each episode or just certain ones of our favorite episodes, and quite frankly, I think we're just going to go with certain episodes because a lot of them, we don't need to see.
I mean, a lot of them are inconsequential. They're just like, some of them are just character focus episodes or... just because they
part ones and part twos.
Yeah, and like they just had like an extra monster of stock footage that they were like, yeah, we could use this for something.
So basically what the podcast is and Tales for Power Rangers as a whole is that we're going to end up doing movie live reactions, certain episode live reactions, seasons as a whole. Mighty Morphin, as Matt said earlier, is one basically one giant season. And I don't know if we want to throw in Aliens. Is that still part of that?
I mean, I feel like we can maybe include that with Zio, because it's like a direct... Like,
so you want to just keep it separate then, or...?
Yeah.
All right, so we'll keep Alien Rangers separate. Yeah. Nonetheless...
I had no idea where you go with that for a second.
Yeah,
we're Alien still... Rangers, okay. Yeah. Once you said Alien Rangers, I figured out where you were going with that.
Yeah, it's...
Yeah, I got confused by that. So.
Trust me, I got confused by it too. We're not doing the season one revision version by fucking Disney.
No,
that thing was terrible.
That doesn't exist.
So, but what we're talking about...
It's not canon.
No.
It's so bad.
It's...
So we're going to pick, once a... But I don't know what the fuck ever. We do random shit throughout the week, whether it's a top 10 review, live reactions, whatever. The whole theme is Power Rangers. You're a fan of it, we're a fan of it. Fuck it, let's go into it. All right, so basically today we're talking about, we're trying to figure out, because Scotty is a huge fan of King Sphinx.
I am too. I mean, I think he's a great monster, like design and just, you know, he's like a good like counterpart to like Goldar. Like they both kind of look good together.
I feel like they missed the boat, like totally creating some sort of subplot that might have even led to Lord Zedd, where, like, King Sphinx was more, you know, loyal to Rita and kind of undermining Goldar throughout the season. That would have been cool. Because then you got Lord Zedd coming in season two when Goldar's just kind of sucking up to him, you know?
Yeah.
Like, totally just kicking Rita to the curb.
It is.
It would have been a cool, like, subplot to go into season two with.
It is, and it's kind of interesting to me because King Sphinx, we were talking, was in one episode and had more merchandise.
Yeah.
Like, than any of the villains.
Till this
next
day.
Next to Pudgy Pig, I think, and Pumpkin Wrapper.
Stickers.
But even them.
Lunch boxes.
Like, yeah, exactly.
Trading cards.
Like,
figures.
Pillowcases.
I mean, yeah, he was all
like,
over
blankets.
The place.
He wasn't a blanket, yeah.
King Sphinx was postered, literally,
yeah,
like,
literally
one of the poster
everywhere.
Villains. For
like,
he
was
Mighty
treated
Power
as
Rangers,
if he was,
dude.
Like,
he was
a like, if you didn't know any better, if you were just, like, a parent or something buying merchandise for your kid.
You thought he was a regular
like,
monster?
You
yeah.
would think, like, okay, this must be some dude that's, like, really important. Or whatever, and he's really just a dude that was in one episode in season one, and he's a cool villain, but it's just like for some reason he's like this one random villain that even to this day is still thrown like that video game that just came out, like the battle
Legacy something. Wars or the battle
not
game.
Legacy the battle game.
Yeah, he's even in the Xbox game.
He's like the first boss. He's like the first boss that you face. So he's still like a real big part of the canon. Yeah.
So what I'm thinking this particular series, do we end up doing like a Y series? Like why does that seem like more like we're gonna have a live reaction? We're gonna go through the episode and try and figure out. But more or less, I think that begs the question, and I think that should be a topic of an episode that we have is
why
is King Sphinx so big?
Sure.
You know,
I think a lot of it has to do with what we've covered already. I mean, the merchandise, parents, and I think, you know, as you know, you guys, you know, were younger kids growing up, and you know, I was kind of like in my teen years,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, I was like, dude, this guy's awesome.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you guys, you know, as kids were like, whoa, that guy's so cool looking, man. He's kind of like a mummy. He's kind of like a pharaoh.
Yeah,
he's kind of
yeah,
he's got wings. Like, he's kind of like a lion, like an animal too. Like he just had this really cool look about him. And he had the wings. I think he had a sword or something, too. I mean, we're going to watch the episode.
He does have, like, some
he's
weird,
all over the
like
merchandise. So, obviously, you know, some guy in marketing or advertising or something said, yo, this guy's got a cool
yeah,
look. Let's
cool.
just put him all over everything.
I mean, and
he's kind of like the Darth Maul of Power Rangers, if you think about
a
it.
A
like,
little
like,
bit, yeah.
He's,
appears
he's
in,
all,
like, one
he's in
thing initially.
One basically. Thing. He's in one thing. And you would think, like... I remember when Phantom Menace came out and freaking Darth Maul was like the poster.
Like,
boy
and
for
again,
Phantom
that was
Menace,
the same thing.
I mean?
And
like,
you
yeah.
look back, and I remember, are we talking about certain villains in the first three seasons? King Sphinx, I remember clear as day, but I mean, except for Nimrod and Pudgy Pig, again, they're like, I don't remember the other, like, even though I just watched the first season, I still don't remember all the monsters.
Right. A lot of them are forgettable. And I feel like almost all this merchandise stuff has, like, affected my memory. Like, as a kid, yeah. like, I almost feel like I remember him being in multiple episodes because I was just so exposed to him, like, imagery of him. And then, like, being an adult and going back and watching, you know, like, the show, it's like, oh, he's only in one episode.
I was surprised by that. Yeah. That he was only in that one episode. Like,
he's only in one episode.
So, when like, you guys said that, I was shocked because I could have sworn they brought him back in some cameo or something.
I've watched the entire season.
I remember him more than Finster, who was in, like, every episode of season one. And I remember him more than Finster.
I'm midway into season two because we're going to do a review as a whole for Mighty Morphin. Yeah. Because Matt pointed out, it's basically one giant season.
It really is. It's like one giant show.
And
then the movie, too.
Oh, the movie we'll do separate because it's on a separate time.
Separate, yeah.
It is.
But a pressing engagement.
Plus, it's got your favorite Ranger, Rocky, in there.
Rocky's the best, man. No. Rocky number one.
Rocky is the best, yeah.
No, this Rocky episode, one of the reasons, other than King Sphinx, why this is one of my favorite episodes is because it shows you why Jason was the right choice to be leader of the Power Rangers. He pretty much single-handedly has to fight King Sphinx and Goldar at, like, the same time.
Yeah, but he also tried to beat the bench press record.
Exactly.
Yeah, he's a beast.
So he had to do all this shit. I want to see Rocky do any of that stuff, man.
Rocky can't get a sentence down correctly.
Yeah, seriously. In a couple episodes, he genuinely looks high. Like, his eyes are, like, bloodshot, like, during, like, the close-up.
Rocky supposedly, you know, by what Joe was saying, had some good ideas, you know? I
mean, Rocky had some... actually pay attention, Rocky had some clever... Like, there was this one episode with him and Adam about, pyramids. They were talking about, It's like, I think Adam had, like, a kaleidoscope or something, and he's like, out of nowhere, because they're trying to figure out a way to get everybody unfrozen or something. It was or something with the pyramids and the lights and, like, these fucking, like, crystal things. And Rocky's like, oh, Adam, didn't you know something about the crystallization? It blew my mind. I was like, that was literally if I was watching fucking Hey Arnold and, like, fucking, you know, Stinky came out with the right answer of a question. I'd be like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
You know?
I mean... Don't get me wrong, like, I got nothing really against Rocky, but he is not Bullshit. Jason. He is not Jason. He is not my Red Ranger. He's the Blue Zeo Ranger. He's fine as the Blue Zeo.
Speaking of that, isn't there an episode when Jason comes back as a Gold Ranger where, like, him and Tommy are, like, you know, sparring or whatever, and then Rocky gets all jealous that Jason's back or something like that? I think there was an episode.
They're
like, what's wrong, Rocky? And Rocky's just, like, kind of, like, moping in the corner that Jason and Tommy are freaking...
I think you're
like,
right.
Because they're, like, best buddies, you know?
I do
kind
of remember something like
It's actually
that.
Funny
it's
as hell, because literally Jason David Frank and Austin St. John in real life hated each other.
At
well,
that time, yeah.
I don't think... And that's the thing. You think about it, Tommy Oliver and Jason Lee Scott are best friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so they do a hell of a job with this.
Oh, absolutely.
But nonetheless, let's get this episode rolling and try to figure out what the fuck, why King Sphinx is so popular. But the one thing I love, this fucking intro, man. It just holds up.
It's the season one.
It's classic.
Classic intro.
It is.
It's what everybody remembers. She's right to the point.
I love that voice of Zordon.
I also love the teleporting, like, sound effect there, really.
You would literally think Sphinx was more important than Spinster,
you would
Spinster
think that.
or Babu.
Like,
or,
they were
or freaking...
hardly ever featured on anything.
Dude, it wasn't until I started watching Adam, Aisha, and Rocky that I was like, God, I really miss Zach Trini and Jason.
Oh,
and,
totally, man. Yeah.
Kimberly holding the fort for yoga pants before it was a fad.
I can't wait to see the Sentai.
I watched, like, two episodes of it.
Well, I'm gonna get it on, on DVD so we can just bang through it.
It was a little difficult for me just because it's not Power Rangers. Just because it's, like, it's so different that it's weird seeing, like, the same costumes and stuff. Like,
oh, that music.
Those cars. Shout out to those cars, man. Shout out to 90s gym wear.
Yo, look at Ernie. Like a real gym coach
Ernie
in the 90s.
The sandwich.
He really is like the perfect. Hey,
Kimberly looked fine as fuck.
There we go.
I was gonna remember she was a gymnastics, right?
Yes, in real life, yeah. When she does leave the show, it actually did, I think, have something to do with gymnastics in real life. I think. I could be wrong.
Damn.
I feel like that was a real reaction from
the wallpaper they have in the juice bar. I want in my house.
Once more, please, without the sub.
1003.
Yes, Jason.
Yo, those cups that Ernie has are like picnic cups.
Yeah. I was always jealous that like this food and drink always looks so good.
And Angel Bovine is gonna have a new winner.
Ernie, what number am I at?
2008. Uh-oh.
Damn
it, Kim.
Shouldn't he have had something to keep track of, like, whatever
he was in? Like some clicker or something? I miss Rita.
Some of the dialogue is fucking spot on. Did you notice her bike hanging in the background?
Yes.
1,007! Who was keeping track of this bench press record for fucking years?
Seriously.
Fucking Zach. There's no one. Can anyone actually bench 1,000?
No, dude. Are you fucking kidding me? What is he benching? 225? 1,000 times? Yeah. Dude? You know how hard that is?
And Jason's ribs are broken.
Oh my god. What was that? Fucking Hubba Bubba?
Jason's chest is like shattered. Jason's
He needs like a lung transplant.
Shouldn't he have had a spotter, like besides Ernie's fat ass? Like,
yeah. Where is his spotter?
Someone sitting behind him. Doesn't cross his chest, dude.
Dude, safety wasn't a thing in the '90s.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah. Just ask Home Alone.
Are you ready?
Yes.
I don't like this voice.
Yeah,
Goldar.
I'm so glad they changed Goldar.
I like
voice.
The second Goldar voice way better.
Oh hell yeah!
It's iconic. And me and Matt were talking about it. Goldar and Zed together are just bantering each other like assholes.
Yeah.
I like Babu's voice too.
I like Babu's look in the Sentai.
Yeah, Babu's really creepy looking. Like, you don't even know what he is. He's like a monkey thing.
Look at that. Plus he has the eye in the middle there. Look at that.
It would make badass name too.
It would make sense that a genius like Finster would freaking come up with King Sphinx, man.
Yeah.
Except
all right, let me pause it right here for a minute because I just want to throw the subtitles on because half the time I can't understand what the fuck anybody's saying.
Old school
arcade games.
I remember
with the arcade neon right over them too. Ernie's juice bar, very feng shui there with the freaking colors.
I can't wait to meet Zach in real life.
He's probably cool as hell.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We're all going to go to a Comic Con or something. Cool, yeah, so. We just got to figure out which one they're at.
I don't want to be known as a quitter.
A quitter?
Jason's ashamed.
I heard your jokes today.
Dude, the lighting in here is so bright.
You two are a bad dream, but I'm going home.
Hey, I got this. Oh, you're tough. You're a man. You're so tough, I'm shaking. Hey, boss. I'm
tickling. See, this was another thing.
So
he doesn't resort to violence. He resorts to tickling. He could easily lay out Paul. He's like, nah.
Did they know each other prior to filming?
I don't know.
Because they are such a great fucking duo.
Yeah, it's a shame that they never, like, did anything more than Power Rangers together.
Okay, you see that juice bar sign? The neon one in the back?
Yeah.
Zach apparently actually has that. He stole it from the show when he
left. That's hilarious.
Nothing, unless you're trying to break the bench press record.
Yeah.
Well, somebody could have helped you lift that thing off. Okay.
Oh, so
other people did notice.
Yeah, other people did notice.
No, just Ernie, man.
Does Ernie find out who the Power Rangers are?
No.
I feel like they should have told him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, because Ernie could have been like the cover.
Like the one to come up with excuses.
Ernie could have been the cover guy for him and been like, oh, well, you know, they had an emergency or something.
You sent down a team of putties and an unknown monster in an attempt to gain control of the park. Be careful.
R.I.P. Zora.
That was so unenthused.
That was really abrupt, too.
Yo, it's morphin' time, guys. Let's do it.
Where's Trini and Billy?
These fucking sweets, man.
Are they off, like, doing it somewhere?
Yeah,
maybe.
Nerd.
Nerd love.
Dude, this was the best part about fucking Power Rangers was the Sentai footage, and it's taking me now to realize. Like, this was, like, legit martial arts.
Yeah.
Look at Babu fucking falling over the steps.
No, the Sentai fucking,
not Babu.
There he is.
King Sphinx.
All he had was Pidgeotto stuff.
So King Sphinx is kind of like Rodan. He, like, flaps his wings and you... He literally just blew Kimberly back to...
Squat. That's
unmorphed. Yeah. Back to...
the putties.
Whoa! I didn't know that Zag actually punched Babu. And fucking,
I think that's like one of the only
times. I didn't realize
Babu
was fighting there.
I think that was one of the only times we ever saw one of the Rangers lay a finger on those two.
They're usually up on the moon.
It's seven o'clock according to that clock. Behind Sphinx.
That's right. King Sphinx could literally just send them all the way across town.
Dude, that's a pretty badass move.
And demorph them too.
Yeah.
There we go. Jason ain't having any of it.
Holy shit. Yeah,
his little scepter thing.
What was with Alpha's teddy bear?
I don't know. Power suit. Seriously, why wasn't this guy brought back?
It's really strange.
I think that's what I'm going to name the series when we do the live reactions, more or less, why.
Yeah, no, I agree. That's a good one.
This is the same Sentai they use for when Tommy's fighting the goat later on.
Yeah, no, and the Sentais, they reuse fight.
Oh, was it a goat or a ram?
All the time.
I thought it was a goat.
Yeah, here we go. This is what I'm talking about. Jason's got to take on Goldar and Sphinx.
You think Rocky could have done that?
Hell no.
Rocky can't fucking get his emotions in check.
Actually,
Rocky becomes addicted to a pachinko machine.
Look how cool this is. The segment where they made the guys grow, I thought was cool as hell. Which
dude,
throws
the whole
down, like,
sequence.
Ooh.
And they're both huge.
Now he has to take on Goldar and Sphinx.
And they're huge.
Without the Dragonzord, dude.
Dragonzord wasn't even a
Dragonzord
thing.
Dragonzord wasn't even a thing. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Where's Billy and Trini? Hello?
Yo, oh, Billy's got a nice fucking house, bro.
Here at Billy's lab.
Also, the Rangers have mad good cardio. They run, like, everywhere.
Apparently, in season 2, Billy, for some odd reason, has stacks of boxes outside his garage door.
Jason, can you read me? Jason? Let's teleport to the command center right now. Yeah, let's go.
I love that.
Yeah, that never gets old.
Just the morphing grid and locate Jason on the viewing globe.
Why did he call upon the Tyrannosaurus, dude? At this point.
Was this might have been the first episode the Zords were introduced? No, I think I'm
wrong. Zordon's so straight to the fucking point. Zordon, the Zords are useless. Of course, Trini.
Oh yeah, that's right. This is the first time they use the crystal.
Use them to find each other in any peril. And
yeah.
Use your Zords to draw power from the very heart.
The Zords weren't in the first three episodes?
I don't remember.
What was the question?
The Zords weren't in the first three episodes?
Yes,
really?
They were. Yeah.
Together, they are nearly
absolutely.
So call your Zords quickly.
But the Zordon's telling them about their crystals.
Zordon said that the only way that the Zords can be activated is if they send all the crystals to Jason, he can activate the Megazord. By himself.
By himself.
Oh, okay.
By
himself.
Oh, man, this is not
looking
good. Whoa! Oh, how
did I do that?
Here we go.
Yeah. Run, Jason.
So when Goldar actually goes into like Super Saiyan mode, it's actually known as Mega Goldar.
Really?
Oh, really? Yeah. Is that like official? Cool.
Yeah.
Notice how cool this Goldar is compared to the movie Goldar.
Notice how cool like the weapons looked back in like the 90s versus like modern day Power Rangers. The sword actually looked cool. They look like glow sticks.
Badass.
I love that the sun was in the shot. You couldn't see Jason at all.
That made it better, though.
See what I'm saying? Like, Jason never
How
needed,
did they
Jason
film
never needed
this?
The power crystal to summon the Zords.
No, but I
like how they're all from different parts, like...
Yeah, they're like scattered around the world.
Yeah, Triceratops definitely. Comes out of the desert. The Mastodon obviously comes out of some, you know, Arctic.
How did they film that?
That's a really good question. Pterodactyl
just coming out of the
literally
volcano,
just
dude.
Like Rodan.
What about the saber-tooth tiger?
No, they showed it. Interior of the Zord look cool too.
The Zord interior is amazing. That alone.
Yeah, it looks
Here
great.
Here we go.
Thank you. Let's rock and roll. Billy here. All systems go.
Treating your setup ready. Let's jinx this thing.
That's such a debate, and I think we should talk about that on next week's show, is literally, who is a better leader, Jason or Tommy?
I like, short answer for me will be Jason.
Yeah.
It's tough.
Like, it sucks. I guess the comic is the closest thing you can get to it, but, like, if these actors didn't leave the show, like, I seriously wonder, like, how the storylines would have gone.
Do you think they still would have taken the... You said it was Gokaiger footage?
What?
For, Tommy to throw it in with this? Oh, no, never mind. He was still the White Ranger. I'm sorry. Not huh? Gokaiger. I'm thinking of,
No, Gokaiger. Oh,
Tommy
was
still the White Ranger? Yeah. Is that what
yeah. There's a tank mode.
And this is, like, one of the only episodes we see the tank mode do anything.
Literally.
Oh, I love this. His voice.
Yeah, that's another thing too. Like, just Jason like has like a leader voice.
Megazord
sequence has been initiated. How cool is that, dude? That is without a doubt so cool.
Yeah, the other Zords never had like a voice.
No,
like,
yeah, it was just like doing it all stuff. Like, yeah. Come Pterodactyl.
Always appreciated that the villains allowed this to happen. They waited. They were patient.
Especially when there's two of them.
Like, you know what I think about a lot of King Sphinx is I think they even put him on the VHS covers.
Yes. Like, him and Goldar were like...
But was actually, you know what? That might be it. Was this the only time Goldar actually fought besides with...
No, Scorpina.
I was just going to say, besides with Scorpina, with another villain in...
I think...
I think you might have fought with Rito, too.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Rito. Switching to tank mode?
Yeah, like I said, this is, like, the only episode it, like, did anything.
They switched to tank mode for 2 seconds.
But
that
like,
move,
they
that
back
move, okay, that move is so fucking OP in Legacy War. It's awesome.
It's also another move that you never see them use much.
No.
Trini in the back just like, ugh.
Where's the power sword, dude?
I want to look into a little bit of the background of Hank Spanks after this.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Like, they changed the name of that goddamn sword so many times.
Yeah, they really did.
Okay, that I never understood.
What?
Let me rewind it.
What, the fact that
he shoots into the ground instead of, like, in his hand?
No.
The fact that he, like, switches hands to pick it up? Yeah.
He's like, all right, I can't really... He's like King Arthur with the fucking sword.
Yeah, he's like, wait. Well,
yeah. It was the power sword, the mega sword, the mega power sword,
yeah.
Whatever the fuck Jason decided to call it that
way. Yeah, yeah, whatever they were just like, the powers that be know what we're trying to do.
That move was pretty good.
Almost like He-Man, literally.
Yeah, literally.
See, I actually thought the Ninja Megazord had the cooler the effect with the, like, that weird, like, kind of, like, thunder thing that shoots out.
So, yeah, the Goldar's like, nope.
Hashtag.
I love how Goldar just lets King Sphinx get destroyed. He's like, oh, yeah, Sphinx.
He's like, oh, shit.
Who do you think had better monsters, that created better monsters, Zed or Finster?
I mean, I think Zed's monsters came from a better season of Sentai, but I guess it's... I don't know.
Zed's monsters were more powerful, but I feel like the ones Finster's created had a lot more personality.
Yes, yeah, I'll agree with that. Zed was usually more about, like, weaponizing these monsters, where...
Alright, so what I've learned is that Sphinx didn't do much.
Yeah! I just realized that too. He just kind of flapped his wings for most of the time.
That might have been his only move.
Nah, he also shot like some lasers out of his scepter.
Yeah.
He had a scepter too.
Fuck it, Ernie wasn't even there.
That's probably why he succeeded.
Is this a cake or is this a cake?
Happy birthday, Mom.
What do you expect for the last minute? It's the only cake they had left.
Thanks for
they put the lettering after you purchased the cake. I just want to point that out.
Brains. I'm gonna get my record back.
That was Bulk's record?
Yeah. Muscle brains.
So Bulk had the record, 1,000 and something?
Shut up.
But why the fuck is he so fat?
Yeah, I was gonna say, he should be way more like Bush.
You guys, get a life. Come on, don't you guys ever give up?
Yo, man, why don't you just have a piece of cake and chill?
Cake? Yeah,
alright,
let's.
Doesn't he trip on it or something?
Yeah.
The first piece. Yeah. The first piece. I thought I told you to shut up.
I've never seen a cake explode the way that did.
I know. Ernie wasted his money.
You wonder why Ernie goes broke in one episode.
Yeah, that's right.
Nobody pays for shit.
Yeah, they when just have dip. You ever seen the Rangers pay for
I
anything?
Think Zach actually paid on a date once.
On a date, yeah.
So Zach actually on, I forget, him and fucking Angela and Tommy and Kim, they went on a date and like after the date, or like after they left or something, he just literally threw like 20 bucks.
Is that the
bucks.
One where something happens to the Rangers and only like Zach and Tommy are there, so Tommy gives him the dragon shield or whatever.
Yeah, yes, like, yes. That was the oyster thing.
The oyster, yeah.
Oyster, bro.
So, I'm actually going to look this up right now.
Because that episode did not help us at all solve it.
No!
Other than why Jason is the best.
King Sphinx did look pretty cool, though.
No, I mean, he's a great look. And the fact that it's also one of the few times that the Rangers had to deal with two giant monsters at the same time.
No, just to show you how powerful the Dino Megazord was. Or Goldar just gave the fuck up. I can't really tell.
Oh, Goldar did give up, but... Like, Goldar clearly...
I feel like the storyline is... Goldar was jealous of Sphinx, so he let him get destroyed. That's why he never let Scorpina get destroyed. Because he never saw Scorpina as a threat.
Yo, stupid question. How the fuck do you spell Sphinx?
S-P-H-I-N-X. Yeah.
There was an A in it for some reason.
Yeah, I won the 7th grade spelling bee, man. So
dude, I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
Okay, so King Sphinx. Let's see if there's any...
King Sphinx. Matt, yeah. They touched on anything in the comic book with King Sphinx at all? Has he been in the comic
book? He's been featured in like flashback stuff where they've been shown fighting him. He's never been in like a main character.
Oh, wait a minute. Apparently he's been in 2 episodes. Oh, the Day of the Dumpster pilot. I want to go back and watch that.
He was in the pilot episode?
Yeah.
That might explain.
I want to go back and watch that. So character history, Finster supposedly is what it says. According to the information on Power Rangers Wiki, we'll go with Rangers Wiki for this because I believe it's going to have a little bit more information than Wikipedia itself.
Well, yeah, it's a dedicated page.
Yeah. So, let's see. Finster supposedly created him from a handful of Egyptian sand, which he threw into the clay mold while making the monster... What the fuck? Fucking advertisements. Anyway, at Rita's request, Finster made King Sphinx to the sole purpose of defeating and destroying Jason. So that the Power Rangers could be destroyed quicker. So King Sphinx was solely purpose was to kill Jason, I guess. So when the rest of the Rangers arrive at the children's theater in the park to confront the monsters and putties, King Sphinx flapped his wings, sent to the Pink Ranger Angel Grove Youth Center, blah, blah, blah. We already saw that. They seemed evenly matched in combat, but first with the Ascents of Goldar later in battle. And then they were destroyed. Personality. King Sphinx is a wicked monster. He takes great pride in destroying the Rangers and will stop to nothing to help Rita. That's a great description. His arsenal. Sphinx Scepter was the scepter. And then Fireball Barrage.
Barrage.
I'm looking at this really tiny print. So his powers and abilities. Teleportation. Extraordinary Leaper. Wind Flares and Cobra Beam. And let's see. All right, a couple little, I guess, side notes. Though he would not be seen again on the show physically, an illustration of King Sphinx will be featured in a page of Finster's books in the season Happy Birthday, Zach. Season 1 episode, Happy Birthday, Zach. He is shown on the next page to the feature of a drawing of a genie monster in Islands of Illusion. So it was like they kind of always had him in his back pocket.
Yeah.
So,
like, he could always be brought back.
Yeah, a flashback from footage of a pressing engagement is shown when Jason recalls his fight with King Sphinx and beating the monsters. I remember that.
Yeah, I did.
Though King Sphinx only appears in his debut episode, footage of the gold, this thing is so cut off. Goldar and King Sphinx fight from that episode can be seen, what the fuck? Okay, hold on. Though King Sphinx only appears in the debut episode of A Pressing Engagement, footage of the Goldar/King Sphinx fight from that episode can be seen in a few Season 1 episodes, including Pilot Day of the Dumpster and Crystal of Nightmares, due to repetitive scenes. Sometimes when Megazord attacks Goldar, King Sphinx can briefly be seen with Goldar being struck with a show of sparks.
Oh, that might be why. So he was a recurring character by accident, because you could see him several times in old footage.
King Sphinx?
Yeah.
Yeah. It is believed that King Sphinx was used in later episodes, like how much Eye Guy and Pudgy Pig were to appear in original footage for episodes of Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, but the monster suit had fallen apart. Oh. Despite this, King Sphinx's head can be seen in the comic book shop of the other live-action series Saban had, Beetleborgs.
Oh, that's cool.
Whoa. King Sphinx was originally named Fly Guy.
Oh, God.
In an unaired pilot of Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, which was aired as the lost episode. Because of his appearance in the unaired, King Sphinx became the most featured non-regular villain character to appear in art for much of the franchise's merchandise, including coloring books, board games, and an 8-inch action figure.
Yeah.
King Sphinx appeared in 2 different Mighty Morphin Power Rangers video games. He appeared in the Game Gear version of Mighty Morphin as the first boss of the game and the Game Boy version of Mighty Morphin. King Sphinx appears as the second boss, unlike the Game Boy version, the Game Gear Mighty Morphin Power Rangers game, which allowed players to select King Sphinx as a playable character in the Sega Link game and Versus mode. According to the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers CD-ROM, King Sphinx's hobby was burying Power Rangers up to their neck in sand and leaving them to their fate. His weakness was listed as rain, which could dissolve him into puddles of sand. King Sphinx was originally believed to be Goldar's brother due to the theming, having similar appearances and their merchandise, though this has not been confirmed. So out of everything I think we learned today is that King Sphinx was an accident.
Yeah, like literally just popular for just his design.
I did not know that.
But yeah, but it's funny too, because yeah, you would think that like him and Goldar would be like really more connected than they were, because they were always featured together.
It's an interesting theory.
It said it's not been confirmed, but it could be true.
Well, they do look very, like, even their faces are like a very similar, like, griffin, you know, like lion or...
I feel like Boom Comics needs to touch on this and do something with the King's Sphinx
character. Well, because everything that Boom Comics is doing is canon now.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying. I think they need to somehow bring him back and do some sort of story arc.
But I like that they noted that, though. Unlike Pudge, like, just like Pudgy Pig and Eye Guy, I mean, King Sphinx literally, I didn't know the monster suit had fallen apart. And that's so creative that in the comic book shop, I want to look into this. I want to go, we watch Big Bag Beetleborgs, and fuck me, I cannot sit through it.
It's not aged well at all.
No.
Like, at least Power Rangers is, like, aged pretty decently, you know? I mean, it's cheesy, but it's the type of cheesiness that you remember. Like, freaking Beetleborgs is, like, I don't know what they were on when they made that show, but I kind of want some.
Interesting enough, Richard Cassino was the guy who voiced King Sphinx, was also the same guy who voiced Eye Guy. And Pursehead, Jellyfish Warrior. Cardiotron.
Yep. Okay.
Behemoth, you know, Cobra Monster, Iron Spike, and Time Force.
All the way to Time Force.
Actually, too. It's all the way to Wild Force.
Wow. Yeah, they reuse voice actors a lot, yeah.
So, nonetheless, I'm trying to think if there's anything else with King Sphinx, but...
No, I mean, there's, like, I remember that there really just wasn't much. Like, he's literally just popular just for being seen everywhere.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Even in the Sentai, he was called Dora Sphinx.
Yeah.
I don't really have much information on him through this.
I mean, I think it was almost the same thing in, like, the Sentai, too. I think he was just, like, a monster of the week type of guy. Mm-hmm. Maybe he was given more of a backstory, but... Like, maybe in the Sentai he was related to Goldar, or... Goldar is called Griforzer.
Well, the character history in the Sentai, he says, however, most of... Okay. Posing as a game show host in a tuxedo and Pharaoh's headdress, he offered children a chance to win a trip around the world, ultimate riddle contest, if he answered 5 riddles. However, most of the riddles are unanswered, and those who fail to answer correctly run out of time and infiltrate Doa Sphinx to blows them off with his wings, imprisoning them into trees that are subject to be cut down to make way for a golf course. That is the premise in Sentai.
Damn, that is actually quite diabolical.
Yeah. Fucking A.
Despite all this, I still feel like he's one of the iconic Power Rangers.
He is. He kind of defines.
He's kind of like a legend. Like, he's grown.
Yeah. I definitely.
But that's actually interesting. He was originally a... you faced him if you lost a game show. A riddle contest.
Plus, they made him a playable character in a video game, too. I mean...
I didn't know that.
No? Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, who the hell knew that?
King Sphinx is...
I knew he was featured in video games. I didn't know he could play as
well. Obviously, you know... It's pretty pertinent that, you know, King Sphinx was... without a doubt, you know, besides visually being cool, they put him, you know, video game gamers and advertisers and merchandise people put him out there, and people just kind of ate it up.
Yeah, but like, literally, if you were just like a very extreme casual fan of Power Rangers, like, you never even really watched the show, you just kind of like, they're on, I'll watch them. Like, you probably thought that he was a much more important character than he was.
That's what I thought. I thought he was in much more. But like, I'm just looking over his, like,
basically,
history.
If you just looked at the merchandise, you would think that Goldar and King Sphinx were, like, the Bebop and Rocksteady of, like, Power Rangers.
Well, you gotta think about it. Goldar also didn't have his wings in the first season.
No, he did for an episode, but, like, he lost them. Like, he got them, like, destroyed or something.
Oh, did it?
There was one episode in season one that he had it.
Hmm.
Like, I think Rita granted
him back. I thought Rita took
them
away from him.
Oh, maybe Rita took him away. Yeah. You might be right.
Zed gave... No, I don't remember him having them at all until Zed gave them back.
No, he did. It was like an episode. It was like one episode.
It was like one or two episodes.
Did he fly with them? Was that the purpose?
I think it also gave him more power.
Am I being stupid?
I think it powered him up somehow.
Yeah. I mean, we never actually did see him really fly
at
all,
except
for the movie.
Yeah, I was going to say, he didn't have him in this episode.
No. No, he didn't.
No, but there are so many fucking merchandise with King Sphinx on it. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, no. Like, he literally was on everything. But like I said, like, you would think he was the Bebop and Rocksteady of Power Rangers if you were just looking at merchandise or something.
Joe, you have to get his figure down.
Actually, you know what? These were actually
on
that.
You have to track that
the
down.
The original toy. Let's see what that's going for.
Mm.
King Sphinx toy. So, dude, even still to this day, they're making figurines of them.
Oh, that
like for
really
the
weird.
Yeah, for the Kinex molds, the Micro Machines. But if we look at original,
the Bandai.
Yeah.
The original Bandai toy, let's say.
I would say like $25, $30 maybe.
You know what? I can actually look this up faster on my phone. So let's see. All right. Now, as a toy collector of Power Rangers myself, I'm trying to almost own everything. It's... I wonder how much this is going for, really. Alright, so it was 1993 doll. On average, you can get for maybe about anywhere from 15 to 10 bucks. Brand new, if I'm not mistaken, if this is the original one from...
So that's loose? That's
yeah.
Yeah, I think that's...
So, the yeah, so the Space Alien... Yeah, the Evil Space Alien series, I think... See, they're having a new inbox. There's some people that are selling it for, like, $21.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, $25.
That's not too bad.
So...
At least it's not, like, some outrageous...
No, because there's only... I mean, when I type in King Sphinx on eBay, there's only, like, 200... the 261 listings.
I honestly feel like they need to come up with some sort of cool backstory for him through the comic book.
Yeah.
They just can't, like, do, like, a major story arc with him...
Well, dude, only his backstory itself was literally what we just talked about was...
That's what I'm saying. I feel like...
What was his back... Like, I don't even remember. I just said it. Like, that's how forgettable it is.
He was literally created just to fight Jason.
Just to fight Jason, yeah.
Like, that's literally it.
Like I feel like the Boom comics should go deeper than that.
Hmm.
Yeah, the Boom comics are legit.
They got a sweet-ass, you can get his head part was a part of a costume.
Yeah, man. I remember they made a costume, I think.
Yeah.
Features as a costume. The kids could be him as.
I'm going to look into getting it. The Space Aliens toy, because it's... I mean, what more do you got to say? I mean, who else is on this line? They have... it's Babu, Goldar, Squat, and King Sphinx.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, the initial, like...
The first... Really, the first four, if you want to consider it.
That's the other funny thing about the episode, too, is that this is one of the only times you actually see one of the Rangers lay a finger on, like, Squat and Babu.
Those poor guys don't do shit.
They literally don't, and it kind of sucks because, like, I feel like they should have some.
Even in 2016, the Fisher Price Imagine X toys they made, you know, when they revamped Power Rangers, like they had a Scorpina and King Sphinx, little characters to play with. How many fucking kids knew what King Sphinx was? Like in 2016. I'm saying, like, really young.
I mean, if you knew Power Rangers, then you probably have seen King Sphinx, because he
from
was just
Legacy
on
Wars
everything.
Game?
Yeah, Legacy Wars.
He's not in Legacy Wars.
Or, oh, he's
he
not?
No, he's not.
He's not?
No.
Oh, I thought
he was. That game every day. He's not in Legacy Wars.
He's in it.
No, he should
But
be.
I know he's in the...
Maybe they're going to add him.
The, like, Xbox, like, PlayStation.
Battle for whatever.
The,
I don't know the name
something.
Of the title, but we were
they
playing it a couple weeks ago.
Those new stupid putties in the game, and he's not in the game?
Yeah.
That's so weird.
Nonetheless, man, I think that's... why is King Sphinx so important? By accident.
Well, yeah, like, we'll never truly have a straight answer. It's just... He just is.
It's a good accident, though.
Yeah, it's a fun accident.
That's the answer. That's it. Why is... Again, why is King Sphinx so memorable? by accident.
Yeah, he's just by accident.
He's just so... There's no backstory, nothing.
No, but even just the presence of him, the aura really of looking
just,
at him.
They could really just tap into it and, like, create... Like, Boom Comics could go all out and, and really create, like, something for him.
They could make him and Goldar, like, actually be, like, brothers or something. And it would make sense. Like, it would actually
What is Goldar's backstory? Do we know?
Hold on.
He's just, like... I mean, other... Like, on the TV show, I think it's literally just, like, he was just, like, a loyal henchman to, like, Rita and Zed. He was just, like, the right-hand general or something.
Him and fucking Zed are the funniest shit I've seen in so long.
Backstories were not gone into too much on the show.
No, Saban was cheap. He didn't want... He didn't need a backstory. Just throw him in. Just throw him in.
I believe the comics did a little bit more. At least showing you what Rita was up to before she went to Earth.
Rita Repulsa. All right, Scotty, let's figure out this answer, then we'll wrap it up for today.
He says he usually fought alongside Scorpion and Rito, Revolto. His name implies Goldar sports a... As his name implies, Goldar sports a golden suit of armor with a matching helmet. Goldar is a humanoid manticore griffin hybrid.
Oh, he's a manticore.
What does that mean?
Okay. It was a mythological creature that had, like, the body of a lion, the wings of, like, an eagle, the tail of... his tail was a
snake. Oh, so he was his own Megazord.
His tail was a snake.
That makes sense.
As a manticore. So, they're kind of like griffins, but not
birds. Does Goldar have a tail?
Yes, a tiny one. It's like really small.
He was originally voiced by Robert Axelrod, and then Kerrigan Mahan.
Kerrigan Mahan is the...
After Rita's Seed of Evil episode, only Mahan provided his voice. Mahan confirmed that this was false. The suit actors who played Goldar in the Sentai footage were Takashi Sakamoto for non-action scenes, and Kazutoshi Yokoyama for battle sequences. The original footage actor was Danny Wayne Stalkup for the first two seasons, while during season three he was portrayed by David Wald and several other actors.
I guess that's in the suit. Like, that's not the voice. Like, that. Okay.
The voice, Mighty Morphin.
According to the first conversation between Goldar and Lord Zed, Goldar served Zed with unquestioning loyalty before he was assigned to Rita's team.
Okay, that's what I thought, because they knew it. He's like, Goldar, you asshole.
Where and how long he served Zed, that's unknown.
Because Goldar knew, again, and I'm thinking this has to date back to even when Zordon and Zed were fucking going at it, because Goldar knows fucking Zordon just as much as, you know, like, oh, Rita sent down Goldar. So, like, Zordon knows immediately who the fuck that is. I want to look back into that history. What the fuck is the history with Zordon and Zed? Because it's touched upon in one brief episode where they're like, we share a power in the morphing grid. Something like that. That's how I can tell that Zordon's not there. I think White Light. I think that's the episode. Because he's like, Zordon's not there. And he's like, how do you know, Master? He's like, we share something in the morphing grid, I can tell. The command center's being alone or something like that. I think that's the episode. Is that White Lightning? Is that the name of the episode?
I think so. Yeah, there were a lot of things like that that were just like these one throwaway lines that if you didn't watch the episode, you would never know.
That's what I said to Scotty. I said, that's why I made that line about Jason, why Zordon didn't want him to make him be the leader.
Like, so many people always ask the question, like, why don't the Rangers just call their Zords when the monsters are tiny? And it's explained in the very first episode why they
never
don't
escalate
that.
A battle.
Yeah. Like, the powers are literally meant to be used as, like, equal force.
And also, I don't know how good the Zord's insurance is, so, I mean, their property,
It says also had a Zord known as Cyclopsis.
Yeah, yes. Goldar's Zord is Cyclopsis,
War Machine.
Yeah, that was one of my top ten.
Yeah.
I think
also appeared in only, like, one episode.
There was one episode that I think was fucking nasty looking.
Yeah, it was really cool looking.
It looked like a Gundam Met fucking, the Alien Rangers fucking, Shogun Zord. It was a really fucking cool looking Zord. Nonetheless, guys, I think that about wraps it up for today.
Yeah.
So,
there's really no answer other than just like, yeah, just cause. He's cool.
Just fucking accept it.
Yeah. Like, he's
King Sphinx is a legend, and with his resume, yo, what'd he do? I don't know. Not much.
He flapped his wings.
Yeah.
He flapped his wings. He tried to step on Jason. He failed.
So, nonetheless, guys, this is 335. Matt, you say it. Okay.
335 live.
There we go. With that being said, Scotty,
let's rock it. Yeah.